This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Wessling from NFL.com. How's it going, Chris?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
My man. So what was your initial reaction after the whole Brown to the Bills thing fell apart? And then, you know, in a matter of another day or day and a half, he went to the Raiders. And what did you think of the whole way it played out and the deal he got?
Well, it seemed like everyone was saying, okay, can Antonio Brown maintain his dignity if they send him to Siberia? And then he scuttles that, or we get word that probably the contract demands aren't there for Buffalo and Antonio Brown. So then, to me, he sort of goes to West Coast Siberia, to a team that's been even worse than the Bills the last couple of years, but they were willing to meet his financial asking price, and then it happened. And it seemed to me, I was just a little thrown off by the reaction that Buffalo would have been a horrible place for him to go, but it's totally cool that he's going to the Raiders, who to me are a worse organization right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with you. What did you think of the Foles deal with the Jaguars? That was kind of in the works for a few days. We'd heard about that already, and it came to fruition.
Yeah, my guess is that was probably sort of a fait accompli a couple of weeks ago or maybe even a month ago, that once they hired John T. Filippo, who was his quarterback's coach in Philadelphia, everybody knew they wanted to move on from Blake Bortles. He's the best quarterback on the market. It just seemed like that was a marriage that was always going to be consummated from a football point of view. That Foles just made so much sense in Jacksonville. And I know people are saying they weren't bidding against anybody, but he still had to have leverage as the best quarterback on the market. And what are you going to do? Stay with Blake Bortles or sign Teddy Bridgewater, who has one start in 3 years? And that one start, he was outplayed by an undrafted rookie. So I think there was some leverage there from Foles.
Do you think that Teddy Bridgewater will get a gig? Like, do you think the Dolphins will offer him a gig and decent money, or will he back up Breeze in New Orleans again?
I think the Dolphins, it feels like they're the last team left, and I don't know about decent money. I think he could get one of those bridge quarterback type of offers. I just think he's such an unknown right now, and even if you've always been a Teddy believer, and many of us have been, there's just no way of knowing if he can make it through a 16-game season right now.
All right, let's ask about Collins then, the Landon Collins deal with the Redskins. That's a ton of money for that guy who can't cover anybody.
What is that the word on him, that he can't cover?
I know people
keep calling him a box safety, but to me, like, the two safeties in the NFL that everybody wants right now are Derwin James and Jamal Adams, who are box safeties. I think that's a little bit of an undervalued position right now, is a box safety. And Landon Collins, you know, he ended the last 2 years on injured reserve, so I think there are some major injury concerns there with his shoulder and his playing style. But this is a guy who's made three straight Pro Bowls, and I thought in 2016 was a legitimate Defensive Player of the Year candidate. So to me, if that guy's on the market, it doesn't bother me to see a team overpay for him.
What'd you think of Honey Badger Matthews' deal in Kansas City? No one saw that coming.
Nobody did see that coming, and we heard, you know, maybe he'd go with James Betcher, his old coordinator, who's the Giants defensive coordinator now, or go join Bruce Arians in Tampa, or maybe stay with Houston. But I don't remember anyone saying Kansas City. People were talking more about Landon Collins going there to follow Steve Spagnuolo. But to me, they needed that guy in the back end. Eric Berry really not giving them much due to injuries over the last couple of years. And who knows what he has left right now. So they needed somebody to solidify a secondary that I thought was one of the worst in the NFL last year.
Do you think, Chris Wessling with us from NFL.com, do you think that Funchess will end up with the best deal? Because maybe not money-wise and everything else, but just that he's going to be rolling with Luck now, and he looks like he's back on his game, like, full-on. And I think Funchess may get rewarded for that.
Yeah, that's a good call. That one sort of came out of left field. I don't think that anybody saw him getting, what was it, $10 million with three in incentives? So it could be $13 million. even though it's only for 1 year, to get that kind of money in a great situation, Indianapolis with Andrew Luck and Frank Reich calling the plays where the receivers are almost wide open every time. So I kind of wanted to see a guy like Adam Humphries go there for a move to change slot receiver, and I thought Funchess just dropped too many passes last year, but the size and the ability are there.
Yeah, and I thought that at the end of the year, Cam Newton was worthless throwing the ball, so I thought he was kind of throwing ducks to these guys, so I think that eventually caught up with them, and that's why that team melted down. What do you think of Deshaun going back to Philadelphia?
I think what's interesting about Deshaun Jackson is he sort of taught us something about quarterbacks and deep threats, that it's not always the strongest arm. He was way more effective with Ryan Fitzpatrick, known for having one of the weakest arms in the NFL, but throws those lollipop deep balls, which Nick Foles threw in Philadelphia, but Carson Wentz doesn't. So to me, like, I know they needed that deep threat. I just wonder, is somebody going to teach Carson Wentz to throw with a little bit more touch and loft on his deep ball? Because that's what Deshaun Jackson really needs.
So they also did a lot of other things. The Eagles, they signed Malik Jackson, and they signed Jason Peters again. So what did you think of their other moves?
Well, I love the Jason Peters thing. I know he's declining quite a bit and struggled a little bit with speed rushers last year, but I still think he's a better player than Trent Brown, who got, you know, basically quarterback money from the Raiders. So to me, that was a sneaky good signing for Philly. And then Malik Jackson, probably as similar to Michael Bennett as any player in the NFL over the last half decade, as far as the ability to play inside and outside, a little free technique, and then rush the passer from the outside. But I think he offers a little bit more size than Bennett, and maybe Michael Bennett wears out his welcome every once in a while in the locker room. So you replace him with Malik Jackson, you still do pretty good there. I think the Eagles really filled, for a team with some cap issues, they really filled some holes that they needed to fill.
So the Jets got Jamison Crowder, 3-year, $28.5 million. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, they got to do more than that. Do you think they're going to go get Le'Veon Bell? I know they got Anthony Barr, but, like, I mean, need Crowder, Barr, whatever. They need to go do something big, don't they?
Yeah, I think they need not just a marquee name. They just need a difference-making talent, you know. What do they hang their hat on? I don't think Sam Darnold is that guy quite yet where he can carry the offense. So I do think they should make a run at Bell, and it seems like they're in, but the reports sort of trickling out of New York are that they're in, but they're not willing to go all in if someone wants to make it a bidding war.
So who do you think is going to get Justin Houston?
I would love to see either him or Dee Ford end up in Green Bay, where they've got that 3-4 defense. They need the outside linebackers. Clay Matthews is a free agent. I see Nick Perry as a guy who probably be cut, and those guys combined for about 4.5 sacks last year. They need desperately, you know, Mike Patton loves those pass rushers, so they desperately need those.
So what did you think of the, like, fallout in Buffalo from this guy saying he didn't want to go play for the Bills? That, you know, the people say, oh, we talked to Tim Graham of the Buffalo News about, or Athletic he's with now, saying, you know, people don't want to play there, essentially. It's hard to get players to go play in Buffalo. It sounds like the Bills got Frank Gore. He's at the end of the line. But I still think Frank Gore is a badass. He gets it done. He got it done, I thought, even in Miami. I mean, I'll be honest with you. But what do you think the problem is after the Brown fallout in Buffalo?
Well, I think we've both been following the game long enough to know this isn't really new for Buffalo. That they've always been seen as kind of an outpost, or at least for the last two decades anyway, since Jim Kelly and the Bills, those great Bills teams from the 90s left. I don't think anybody's really wanted to go there for a while. I think I remember Marshawn Lynch complaining about the restaurants and bars there. So I think it's something that Buffalo's always had to deal with. And, you know, us old guys remember when Green Bay was sort of like that in the late 80s before Brett Favre and Reggie White arrived on the scene. They were that outpost that nobody wanted to go to. So it is a competitive disadvantage. And to me, it makes it, you have to build your team more through the draft, which most NFL teams want to do anyway.
So the Dante Fowler deal with the Rams, I bet they're glad they got that done.
Yeah, you don't usually see a one-year prove-it deal for $14 million. You see a one-year $5 million, one-year $3 million, but that's big money for Dante Fowler, who I thought really played well down the stretch for them. Late in the season, December, and then in the playoffs, he was one of their most active defensive players. So I think it makes sense for the Rams to say, can you do this again? We're in a Super Bowl window, so let's go see if you can be that edge rusher we need.
So, Chris Wessling, what is, do you think the Steelers will recover from this, losing Brown and Bell, and be good, or do you think they're going to start being bad?
That's a fair question. I really think that they're still talented, and I thought they recovered from Bell quite nicely last year with James Conner, and he had a great year. They didn't make the playoffs, but I don't think that was because Le'Veon Bell wasn't there. And now Brown, who, you know, was outvoted by his teammates, Juju Smith-Schuster won the MVP award, so they thought he was more valuable, Juju. That's debatable. But, yeah, that's going to be a much bigger hole to fill. I thought James Washington was real disappointment as a rookie last year. Maybe he'll be better in his second year. But I think they do need a couple more weapons for Ben now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They got their line shored up. They signed all these guys and Pouncey and gave them deals. So I think, you know, Foster, et cetera. So I don't think they got a problem there, but I agree with you on the other stuff. Chris, great stuff tonight on the NFL and all the player signings and everything. Thanks for coming on the bench, brother.
My pleasure, Scott.
All right, Chris Wessling of NFL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.